From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. American law enforcement officials this week looked for suspects in the bombings at the Boston Marathon. Three people were killed when two bombs exploded near the finish line on Monday. More than 170 others were injured. On Thursday, federal investigators released a videotape and pictures taken around the time of the Boston bombings. The images showed two young men carrying backpacks. Officials believe the bombs were transported in the bags. On Friday, police identified the suspects as brothers and ethnic Chechens. The two were born in Kyrgyzstan and lived for several years in Dagestan before coming to the United States as refugees. The uncle of the brothers spoke to reporters from his home in the state of Maryland. He says the brothers' family is Muslim. He also confirmed their ethnic identity. The issue of identity is complex. Aslan Dukayev directs the North Caucasus service of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. He spoke to us from the Czech Republic.
Yes, I am familiar. I'm myself a Chechen, of Chechen origin, and I know the social structure, and I think I can speak about that. But if we are going to talk about these two young persons, they lived all their lives outside of Chechnya, so it's probably not correct on my part to speak about them as part of this Chechnya, Chechen society or Chechen environment.
Mr. Dukayev says the young men appear to be unlike other terror suspects.
I'm really personally a little bit baffled and confused because they do not fit the normal profile of North Caucasus terrorists. They are urban, they are well educated, they were probably integrated in American society in a way, so they do not fit the profile of people I'm used as a journalist to deal with.
Stephanie Nowin is an assistant professor of sociology at Michigan State University. She has studied refugee resettlement and social inclusion of both male and female refugees. She says many refugees can experience a lack of belonging in a new country.
Most will tell you that it takes about 5 to 6 years to feel like they can be part of their communities. And most refugees actually do get to that point where they feel integrated. But this initial alienation is quite common. However, it very, very rarely translates into this kind of antisocial behavior.
She says that when violence takes place, it is the work of young people who came to the country as children.
This almost always happens among men, and among men who feel like they aren't able to achieve the kinds of status that they would like or that they are deserving of, and that is not just a threat to them, you know, to their sense of what they deserve as a, you know, based on their class status, but it's a threat to what they feel they deserve as men.
And that is In the News, written by George Groh and Anka Decker. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.